We are back. My name is Scott Catoon. I'm the host of TechNori live at WGN Radio. This is the Startup Showcase. We're sitting at WGN Radio, and on the phone with us is a Sweat Life founder, Gina Cohen Anderson.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Gina Anderson Cohen. Two last names. Very confusing. Very
confusing. I got to do the little graphical switcheroo here. Gina Anderson Cohen. No hyphen. You throw them, whenever I don't see that hyphen, that's what keeps me together. I can barely read, so I need a hyphen to get the name right.
I know.
So anyway, it's great to have you on the show. I think this is a really cool idea, and I can't wait to talk to you kind of a little bit about my version of like why I think this is so great, but also I just want to hear from you, like straight up, what is a Sweat Life and how did you come up with this? Like, tell us a little bit about your background and how you did it.
So I spent a good amount of years doing content strategy for large brands at agencies across Chicago. So working on social media, working with PR departments to create content that brands could use and share across their channels. Loved doing that, but never really was driven by the brands as much as I was driven by my love of fitness. So created a sweatlife.com, and really everything we do, all the content that we create, is built around connecting people through fitness. So we help people live their best lives with fitness as a catalyst, whether they're at home, at work, or on the road. I created it 5 years ago. It was really just a pet project when I first started it, based on my own sort of need and boredom in my fitness routine. So I went out to try workouts across Chicago, really quickly realized we were onto something, expanded our content to reach more people doing more things. About a year and a half in, we started hosting events called Sweatworking, which is now really a trend. But I want to say we were the first to use it in commerce, because I like to say that.
Certainly helps the marketing angle, that's for sure.
Sure does. So we started doing Sweatworking events to take people into the studios that we were talking about, because we'd really never had a chance to see people enjoying the workouts that we talked about so much. What we came to find really, really quickly was that by creating community around this really low pressure way to network, people started to bond with each other, bond with the gyms that they met, and they really started to find their homes at these different gyms across the city of Chicago. Knew that we were onto something. So we hosted these events once a month at first, and now it's more like three or four times a month, creating that community. So our content online helps us reach people across the world. That's our podcast, our written content. And then our events in person here in Chicago help us to create that sort of community and that bond with us and people here. We also host a week of Sweatworking twice a year called Sweatworking Week. Very intuitive. So that week is meant to be a restaurant week for fitness. So we go through the city, create a schedule built around the things that we love and have tried, and we take people in to enjoy that and sort of enjoy the city through our eyes, through the eyes of, and the lens of fitness. We've done it two times, and we're in the planning stages of our third Sweatworking Week. This time around, we'll use influencers, and we'll bring in influencers to show their vision of the city and what they love about fitness in Chicago as well.
Well, it's no doubt that you guys are going to keep expanding and growing, and why this has been popular. And it's funny that you mentioned the influencer. I don't know if you were listening to the show before this, but we've had now two people who are kind of in the influencer and creation, content creation marketplace, Popular Pays and Quick Picks, that preceded you in the show. And, you know, I guess what's cool about what you're doing, and it's no doubt why it's successful, is the fact that, you know, this is what's driving Nike Fuel. This is what's driving Peloton, is the fact that people want to have a community, particularly when it comes to working out, because I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I love working out once I'm in the gym and I'm in the thick of it. I hate working out before it. I hate the idea leading up. I'm looking for every excuse to get out of it that I can. And so when you have a community around you to push you and sort of be like, listen, man, you got to get rolling here. It just makes life a lot easier. And then there's this other part, which I really wanted to talk to you about is, and I think this had to have been a major inspiration. I hope at least a major inspiration in what you did. And that is, as an entrepreneur, whether you're a business person who runs a business as an entrepreneur, or if you're not and you just work at a business and very busy, you've got, you know, family, whatever it might be, it's very hard to find time to get to the gym. And the number one reason, at least in my experience, of why I kind of fall off the wagon, so to speak, is stress comes in, time comes out, you start trying to carve out time for yourself, and the gym is the first one to cut out of the schedule. And that happens because, a lot of reasons it happens, but one of the main reasons is you don't know where to like get back in the game. I don't know where to go, what gym to go to, what group to jump into to sort of jumpstart my workout. And so like for me, I go to a couple of different gyms for an interval training because I only have, you know, really honestly a half an hour, 45 minutes in any given day that I could possibly do this. And, but here's the catch. There's a ton of them out there and I don't know which ones that I want to go to and they're expensive and stuff. So to be able to come to a Sweat Life and find out what other people are doing and where to plug in and what to, you know, what I should know and shouldn't know is just super helpful. It sort of takes the edge off the experience, so to speak, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And a high quality, great workout is the thing you pat yourself on the back for later, but a community is the thing that gets you in the door. So if you know that there's someone there holding you accountable, you're going to get up from your desk, walk away from the things that are stressing you out, and get to that workout. Because we know and science shows that 30 minutes of high intensity interval training, 30 minutes of exercise is all you really need. So honestly, just getting away from your desk and relieving your stress in that way is something that is super powerful for entrepreneurs or for anyone that's under stress.
Well, yeah. And I'd add to that. The other thing about that is if you go to any big box gyms, like one of the reasons that I particularly like interval style and this sort of thing where I can drop into classes and yoga and different things, is that you go to a big box, I swear to God, every person is just wandering around for like an hour and a half with a towel and they don't do anything. And it's like, you can't like, it's just like that. You got maybe 20 minutes of workout in that whole hour and a half, and you could have gotten something done today and gone on a Sweat Life and found two classes to jump into. And that's why this is so convenient and great.
Yes, thank you. And I think one reason why the studio fitness industry has exploded so quickly is because people have finally realized, and fitness consumers have finally realized, that they don't know what they don't know. So it used to be that you would go to a gym, the exact scenario you're describing. You'd go to a gym, you'd wander around, you'd sort of wait for inspiration, and then you'd end up doing the exact same workout you do every single time, which we know
is terrible. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
There's no progress in that. And without progress, you will quit your fitness routine, period. So people have finally realized that they don't know what they don't know, and they're turning to experts for guidance. They're turning to big brands for guidance. And through all of that, we've seen these sort of big, sexy brands emerge. And we've also seen sort of that down to basics training style emerge, where people are just really looking for a really good workout in 30 minutes. Or on the flip side, they're looking for an hour during which they can just think about nothing except for that rock star instructor, the super low lights, and the experience. So out there, you've seen this sort of emerging trend of people finding different ways to get what they need from fitness. And all you need to figure out is what you need. So what Sweat Working does and what a Sweat Life does is we help people sift through all of that, because so much has emerged in the past 5 years, especially. I mean, more than that, studio fitness has been around for a while, but in the past 5 years, there's been an explosion. So we sort of help people sift through what's out there. I don't want to say clutter, because it's all good for one reason or another, but we help
for sure,
sift through.
Oh, for sure. Well, this has been awesome. Gina, this has been awesome. Gina Anderson Cohen, A Sweat Life. Is it asweatlife.com? Where do people go to learn more about this?
Learn more at asweatlife.com. We have events all the time. Our next one is at Chill Chicago on May 2nd. You can come. That's a sweat-free sweat working all-around meditation, which we all need more of.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Speaking of events, I got to plug it before we end up here. Technori Showcase Tuesday. Go to technori.events. Use the promo code WGN. Save yourself 25%. Meet the CEO of Avant. Meet Degenerator. Meet five cool companies. This has been the show. You can stream this episode and more at WGNRadio.com. You can download the Technori podcast on iTunes. You can learn more about Chicago Tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.